98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's Peter Cetera, best mix in the morning show. Fill in for Zach. It's our Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, and farm fresh. And on the Coast Social Network this morning is the Berrien Community Foundation. Joined, as always, by Lisa Cripps Downey, also by Jeff Upton. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Phil.
How are you?
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning. You guys doing all right?
We are. It's snowy and it's wonderful, and I really love snow. So I'm happy about it.
Lisa, you can have all the snow
right.
you want.
I was going to say.
Have all the snow you want. My daughter left back for college 2 weeks ago. I told her it snowed every day since she left. Time for her to come back and visit.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we want to talk a little bit about the Berrien Community Foundation today and some of the grants, right, Lisa?
That's what we're talking about, at least with the Upton Foundation grants today.
Yeah, and of course, that's why Jeff, well, you know, I'm willing to talk with Jeff about anything, for that matter. But yeah, about the Upton Foundation and the grants.
Right. So the Berrien Community Foundation, we provide grant services for the Frederick S. Upton Foundation that has been in our community, serving our community for 66 years.
Wow.
And they are still providing grants, and they've got just a really rich history. And so, Jeff, if you want to talk a little bit about how the foundation started.
Well, the vision of the foundation and the funder of the foundation were my grandparents, Fred and Margaret Upton. And in the mid-50s, I think 1954 technically, but in the mid-50s, they decided if we're going to leave a mark on our community, let's really leave a mark. And so they decided that rather than having their estate do a bunch of different things all over, they were going to leave a majority of their funds and set up a foundation. And they set up the Frederick S. Upton Foundation, the both of them, Margaret and Fred, in the mid-50s. And it has blossomed and grown to the point that is just fantastic. And the beauty of it is they started it, and then their four kids, Trill, Sibby, David, and my father, Stephen, ran it as a core after my grandparents, you know, moved on. And then now we've got the four families, and we have two representatives of each family, and it still moves on. But the foundation is now worth roughly $45 million. And so 5% of that every year goes for grants. That's how a foundation is run. So we're now giving right around $2 million a year back to the community. And the rules my grandfather set up, which are fantastic for us, are that 75% of all funds stay in the state of Michigan. And I can tell you that a majority of those funds stay in Berrien County. So really, their vision in 54 has turned into just a fantastic program to help our community organizations here in Berrien County.
Wow. So yeah, vision in 1954, and those of us here in 2021 are still reaping the benefits. That's awesome.
It really, Phil, it is fantastic. You read the grants, and we read grants and grants and grants, and you get chilled sometimes. They're such a great idea, and you want to help so much. They're just, we have fantastic organizations in Berrien County, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah. And the Upton Foundation and Berrien Community Foundation married together here, right, Lisa?
We've been providing grant services for the Upton Foundation, and so grants come to us, and we're able to then process those and get those to the family committee that reviews those and makes those kinds of those grant recommendations and decisions. So, but we do have coming up, grant deadlines are coming up here pretty quick. Every year, the Upton Foundation has three grant deadlines that are for their senior board, which are March 15th, June 15th, and October 15th. So that March 15th grant deadline is coming up very soon for our local organizations. And in addition to those regular grant opportunities, Jeff talked a little bit about the legacy of the foundation, that it started with grandparents and now and his parents, now his generation.
Right.
The next generation that's mostly the kids of Jeff's kids serve on this board, they introduce what they call the Big Idea Grant. And they ask for nonprofit organizations in Berrien County to come to them with really great new ideas or a new idea to address an existing problem or an expansion of something that's going to make a big impact on our community. And they ask those organizations to send in a letter of intent and tell them about those ideas. And they meet 4th of July weekend, usually, is when that happens. Okay. And they award one $50,000 and one $25,000 big idea grant. And so the deadline for those letters of intent is April 13th. So we really want nonprofits to start thinking of what are their big ideas?
Right.
What do they want to accomplish?
Yeah, get the big ideas together and present them by you said April 13th?
April 13th is for Big Idea, and the regular grant deadline is March 15th for the Frederick S. Upton regular Foundation Board grants.
Okay. We're talking about these grants, too, and I know the Berrien Community Foundation, the Upton Foundation, there have been so many grants. Maybe just real quickly, give us an overview of some of the past grants.
Oh, holy moly. Well, if we just even thinking of some of the past grants that were for the Big Idea Grant,
mm-hmm.
I think of Lake Michigan College. They wanted to extend the start-to-finish program that helps kids, students, really excel in college. They wanted to expand that to include foster kids. The Power Hour homework program for the Boys and Girls Club, they really invested in that. They helped fund a cartoon series for Lori's Place to help children deal with grief. So it's just such a broad expanse. And I, Jeff was saying, there you hear so many good ideas and such amazing good work that it's a privilege to help. And it's a privilege to be able to invest in some of these organizations and the great work they do.
And Jeff,
Phil, I can think of another one.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa, I might have the name wrong. I think it was like Children's Music Workshop. And this is a theater group that would go into elementary schools, and instead of just read them a book, they would act it out. And it really brought the visual and the hearing into the school. And that went to several school systems. And it was a fantastic program. All that came out of that Big Idea Grant.
That's awesome. Has COVID been kind of unique with the Berrien Community Foundation, Lisa?
I think it's been unique for everyone. We've had to address some of what we do and do it differently. And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we've done and also the Upton Foundation did is looking at, instead of grants for specific projects, are there grants that need to be made just to help nonprofit organizations survive?
Oh, yeah.
So they made a lot of those sustainability grants, as did the Berrien Community Foundation. Or we looked at things that were supposed to happen last year and grants that were made the grant in 2019 and it was supposed to happen in 2020, but, you know, lots of things didn't happen in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And allowing those organizations to repurpose those grants, because even if you can't provide the service that you're going to do because of COVID, you still have to keep the lights on.
Right. Yeah, you do.
So the foundations have been very flexible in trying to support the nonprofit community.
Nice. Well, again, a couple of deadlines coming up. If anyone wants to know more about these deadlines and how to apply, where do they go, Lisa?
Go to our website, berriencommunity.org/grants, and all of that information is on there.
Awesome. Lisa, Jeff, we appreciate your time.
Bill McDonald,
you.
You're the best. You're the best, I tell you.
Back at you.
Appreciate everything you do.
It's always a pleasure. Go Social Network is brought to you by Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local organic farm fresh on 98.3 The Coast.